The following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Run by the paint. Oh, beautiful backdoor. Maskey lays it up and in. Run by Drew the double team and bounce it right between him to Torrey Maskey, 23-20 Loomis.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Loomis as the Wolves battle Elm Creek and Overton takes on SEM. High School Basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Rebound ripped down by the Eagles and Paige Smith. That's her fifth. Quickly up to the other end. They try to dump it inside. Brown gives it off to Beavers. Another layup.
The 38th annual KFC tournament tips off tonight with top-seeded Loomis looking to make another run to the championship. But seeds have meant little in the tournament the past few seasons. Tonight's winners face off in Thursday's semifinals at Kearney. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Loomis with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school basketball and the start of the busiest time of the season. It is conference tournament time. There were a few tournaments, handful a couple of weeks ago, a few more last week, and a bulk of the conference tournaments are going on this week, including the Fort Kearney Conference, the Loup Platte, the Loup Valley, the Twin Valley, the Southern Nebraska, just to name a few. And tonight we are in Loomis for a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. The girls play their quarterfinals tonight. The boys will play their quarterfinals tomorrow. We'll be back here in Loomis tomorrow as well. And tonight our first game will be the 4-5 matchup, the Overton Lady Eagles against the SEM Lady Mustangs. And the last time that these two teams wanted to scramble a little bit, play some basketball, well, you have to look back to last year because they play the last game of the season against each other. So very rarely do you not know your opponent already, but that is the case here. SEM playing a little bit better basketball, although they did have to play Amherst and Eustis Farnham, the 2 and 3 seeds in the tournament, in their last two games and lost those. But we saw them back over to Axtell, then they got a win against a very good Arcadia team. And now tonight an Overton team that, hard to figure, they were knocked off by Elm Creek last week. They got off to a very good start this season and now been kind of riding the roller coaster in the month of January. And then our second game tonight, the host Loomis Lady Wolves will take on that Elm Creek team that's also played some pretty decent basketball the last 2 weeks. So you never know. There are always upsets, at least there have been the last few years on the girls' side of the FKC. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and look at the starting lineups right after this.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And welcome back to our pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off tonight for the visiting Lady Mustangs of SEM, number 10 is a 5'7 junior, Kristen Carlberg. Number 22, the team's leading scorer is 5'7 senior, Tabitha Anderson. Number 34 is a 5'8 sophomore, Shaylee Burr. Number 42, a 5'8 sophomore, Rachel Ibaugh. And number 44, a 5'10 sophomore, Miranda Pierce. The head coach of the Lady Mustangs is Ron Long, assisted by Stephanie Shaw. They come in with a record of 6-9. They're 3-3 in their last six ball games since the holiday break. For the Overton Lady Eagles, number 12 is a 5'6 sophomore, Kinsey Enix. Number 20 is a 5'6 senior, Lori Callahan. Number 24, 5'5 senior, is Paige Smith. Number 30, a 5'3 junior, is Chelsea Brown. And number 34, 5'8 sophomore, is Madison Beavers. The head coach of the Overton Lady Eagles is Chris Blecka, assisted by Madison Ayton and Alicia Carpenter. Overton is 8-7 on the season, but went through a little four-game losing streak coming out of the holiday break, and have won two of their last three games, beating Elwood and Eustis Farm, a big win before being upset by Elm Creek. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we will be back with the start of tonight's basketball game between Overton and SCM right after this.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The home white and blue trim for the Overton Eagles. And for SEM, they're traveling purple with gold trim. Pleased to bring you the FKC, also going on tonight down the road at Eustis. Amherst and Axtell just getting underway. That'll be followed by Eustis Farnham and Elwood, and we will be giving you quarterly updates from those sites as well. The FKC tournament, brought to you in part by Misco Sports. As we're ready to get it going, Brett Beasley, Leon Pierce, Tim O'Day are to put the ball in the air, and we are underway. Should say Chad Beasley. Brett, that would have been a heck of a travel for him. And the opening tip is going to be controlled here by the SEM Mustangs, and we are underway as they try to dump the ball inside. Looking for some room is going to be Shaylee Burr. Knocked out of her hands, and SEM will turn it over here on the opening possession of the basketball game. Looks like SEM is going to go zone. They like to go with a 3-2 zone, bring those guards out front against a fairly good Overton ball club shooting the basketball. And again, the ball's tipped. It would not have been an over and back. Overton thought it would have been, and then they turn it over. And as they drive, Rachel Eyeball will be fouled. Again, one of those things we're going to have to put in that manual, teaching the over and back. I've seen that so many times this season where the ball gets knocked away, and girls, guys, D, A, it doesn't matter, forget where they're at. So each team turns it over on their opening possession, and SEM will try to get the ball into Burn. They overshoot her, so two possessions, two turnovers. And coming up with the ball for Overton will be Lori Callahan, the four-year starter. She'll bring it into the front court. Dribble it to the right side, swing it to the left side to Enix. Enix, the team's leading scorer right there with Callahan. Goes to the baseline. Short jumper is going to be up and no good from Chelsea Brown. And Rachel Eyebaugh will get the rebound for SEM. So a minute in, and we have not put a point on the board yet. SEM, a low-scoring ball club. This is not a team that's, well, if they get to 50, they're going to win a game because they just don't get there. And for Overton, when they win, they can get up the floor and get into the 50s. When they don't, that's when they struggle. So SEM, I would think this would be the kind of matchup they were looking for here in the first round. Driving, getting the first shot for SEM is going to be Anderson. The ball partially tipped. It comes up short. And Lori Callahan will grab the loose ball, push the ball up the floor, try to find Enix. It's rattled around. It's out of bounds. And it will stay with Overton. So both teams looking to get back in track here and get things rolling along on this Monday night as the inbound pass comes to Beavers, and a quick shot is up and in by Madison. The games that we've seen this year, Madison Beavers has had very good offensive outputs, and she gets off to the start here. At the other end, the shot by Shaylee Burr is no good, and Beavers will grab the rebound for Overton, and up the floor they'll come. Kicking into the left wing, holding the ball will be Paige Smith. Back out to Callahan. Dribbles to the top of the circle and gets it over to Enix. Kinsey down to the right-hand corner to Chelsea Brown. Her pass down to the low post is going to be kicked away. It'll go off SEM and belong to Overton. So they scored off the last out of bounds. Let's see if they can do it again. Enix to throw it in. Kicks it into the corner to Beavers. Hands it right back off to Kinsey. Up top, thinking about the three. No, Brown. She'll give it to Enix. Enix for the three. It's going to bounce off the rim. No good. And we've got a tie-up underneath between Ibaugh and Beavers. And the arrow points the way of Overton, so they'll get to take it out one more time underneath their own hoop. Stack the right side of the lane. Enix will swing it out to Callahan. Three-point land. Takes a couple of dribbles. Doesn't take the shot. Enix in the corner from 18. It's going to be off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes out to Anderson. Tabitha pushes it up the floor. Doesn't have numbers. Her outlet pass intended for Carlberg is broken up by Enix and tapped out of bounds. SEM does have the advantage of a little more height, and you can tell that Coach Long already has tried to get that ball inside as they'll lob it up top to Pierce. Pierce at the free throw line, up and in. So both the buckets in the ball game have been scored off out-of-bounds plays underneath their own hoop. 2-2, 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. And into the front court, here they come for Overton. Into the corner, the three-pointer is on the way, and they're going to call it a two, but it's still good for Paige Smith. So Smith will knock it down, and that makes it 4-2. And then SEM throws the ball away on the inbounds. So another quick opportunity here. The ball was thrown away all the way up at half court, so it wasn't right underneath the hoop for a transition chance. With it is Callahan, double-teamed in that zone. Good bounce pass over to Enix. Drives, tries to find a seam, leaves it off there for Brown. She'll take the short jumper in traffic, won't go. Ball back out to Callahan, who attacks the layup all the way around and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Shaylee Burr. How did that not go in? And we've got a foul, the first here on Overton. Second team, we should say, the first individual foul on Chelsea Brown. So we have 4:45 to go here in the first quarter, and it is 4-2. SEM with the basketball, gets it into the paint. Short jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by the Overton Eagles again. It's Lori Callahan with three already in the first quarter. Dishes it off on the left wing to Smith. Back up top to Callahan. 4-2 Eagles early going here. 4:30 to go, first quarter. Both teams trying to get that zone secured up. Get the ball down low. And there's Beavers. Beavers a little too tall. Puts the shot up and in. And Overton now up by four. 6-2. The pressure is on. It forces another turnover underneath. Enix is sandwiched in a foul. Will send her to the line. 4-2 free throws. So SEM, and Coach Long knows that has been one of the problems for his team throughout the season, handling the pressure, and that's what Overton's going to do. They're going to slap that on. The foul on Anderson, the first of the game for SEM. And Kinsey Enix now goes to the free throw line, puts the first one up, and it dances in and out. No good. Enix averages 12 points per ball game. Now, the free throw shooting on this team does have something to be desired. The team shoots 46%. As a team from the line, Enix just 35%, but she does get the second one to go. That'll be her first point of the basketball game, 7-2. Overton leads it by five. Inbounds pass, they'll get it up to Shaylee Burr, and then her pass deflected away, but it goes to Carlberg. Now Carlberg has room, drives, scoops, scores. So kind of a fortuitous bounce there for SEM. They threw it away, but it bounced off of Overton right back to the sprinting Carlberg, who just finished the play. With the layup, 7-4 Overton, as they force it inside to Beavers, and she'll throw it up on the foul, get two free throws. That ball almost went in, as she was really hipped out of the paint that time. And two free throws coming up after Shaylee Burr commits her first foul. So Madison Beavers with a couple of early buckets puts the free throw up. It dances around, and it is in. 8-4 Overton, and coming back in for SEM is going to be Tabitha Anderson, and checking out will be Kristen Carlberg. Bailey Swanson checked in just a moment ago. Second free throw, Beavers no good, and Burr will haul down her second board. SEM trying to find the right guard to get the ball up the floor. That's why Anderson's back in there. Anderson skip pass to the right side to Swanson. Swanson back up top. SEM has nobody that averages double figures offensively, but as Anderson drives, she'll get hooked, and it looks like the foul will be called on Chelsea Brown. That'll be the first foul of the game on Brown. Excuse me, the second foul of the game on Brown, if that's what they call it, and it is. And the third team foul. SEM ball underneath their own hoop. Trouble getting it in, although Anderson's wide open, so they'll go to her up top. Now dump it into the left-hand corner. Ibaugh drives, cut off on the baseline, needs some help, and then throws it out. There's two Mustangs standing together, and they can't decide which one wants to catch it. So out of bounds it goes, and in for Overton, Miranda Farley. But five turnovers here in the first 4.5 minutes of the game for SEM. 8-4 Overton, 3.5 to go here in the first quarter of the FKC basketball tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Loomis, and Pleasanton. As they get it down to the low block, we've got a pushing foul called. Pretty simple, basic offense for Overton. It's the same thing every time. Rotate it around the zone, try to get it down to the low block right side. Foul on Burr, her second, team's third. And it looks like she'll come out, and back in will be Kristen Carlberg, so that'll change up what they do down low a little bit, losing some height. Not a lot, just a little. Inbounds pass. They try to work it around the perimeter, see if Enix would be open for a three. She gets it. She drives the baseline. The teardrop up and in. Kinsey Enix with her first field goal and a nice one down that left baseline. The lead is now 6 at 10-4. SEM breaks the press up the right side. With it is Carlberg. Now they trap her. Now they steal it. Callahan with the steal. Up the floor they come with Paige Smith on the left wing. Knocked out of her hand. She'll get it back. Enix is open at the top of the key. 18-footer dancing on the rim. Setting on the rim. No, won't go. Ibaugh with her third rebound. And that will allow Anderson to bring it up. Pretty much uncontested. She'll get to the top of the key. It's that 2-3 zone. SEM skip pass over the top of it here to Carlberg. She's on the left elbow. Now down low. They find the post player in Pearson. She's got the point-blank layup. Second bucket for Miranda Pierce. And that's what SEM wants to do. 10-6 Overton, 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Again, over at Eustis, Amherst and Axtell playing. Amherst, the defending champion. Of course, Wilcox-Hildreth was defeated in the first round. Pleasanton was defeated in the first round Saturday in the play-in games. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Will Hill was in the finals last year. That was your surprise team. Inbounds pass gets it left corner. Pierce puts up the three. It's no good. Rebound is pulled down. The return shot is no good by Farley. Ibaugh will grab the rebound here for SEM. SEM takes a little air out of the ball here with 2 minutes to go. Trying to find an opening against this zone, but a little timid to shoot the outside shot. Trying to force it inside. Everybody's inside the arc now from the free throw line. Anderson puts it up. It's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound. Ibaugh forces it back up and in. And we've got a timeout called here by Overton. After they lost a little momentum on the baseline, Ibaugh with her fifth board. And with 1:45 to go here in the first quarter of play, it's 10-8. Overton leading SEM, and you're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Along with our producer engineers, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Loomis. I want to thank Athletic Director Cole Carraher and the entire crew here for their hospitality. We're back tomorrow for the boys. Right now, though, 1:40 to go in quarter number one. Overton's girls up 10-8. Enix takes a jumper, hits it from 12 feet away. Kinsey with the last 5 points, 12-8. Lady Eagles after SEM had made back-to-back buckets, and Overton called the timeout. Full court pressure on, a little reaching, getting around that Anderson, brings it up herself. Now the outlet pass to Ibaugh, comes to the baseline left side, kicks it back out to Anderson, finds a little seam. Enix got a hand on it, and they call a foul. Kinsey Enix with her second foul, and that looked pretty clean. Anderson's going to go to the line here and shoot two. So maybe a break here for the Mustangs. Let's see if they can take advantage as the free throw is up. And it is in. So Anderson knocks down the first free throw attempt here for the Mustangs. SEM just a couple of weeks ago was trying to stay out of the bunny bracket, and they end up being the fifth seed, and Anderson hits them both. So it's back to a two-point game at 12-10. 1:10 to go, first quarter. Quick shot, Enix. She puts it up from the top of the key. The three-pointer is no good, and the rebound brought down by Miranda Pierce. That'll be her first of the ball game. Overton 0-2 from three-point land. And now a walk called on SEM. Stepped on a foot trying to get through that double team. Seventh turnover for the Mustangs here in the first quarter. Overton has only one turnover, but only up by two. Rebounding pretty even. A couple more for Ibaugh and SEM. Get it down the low post left side this time. Double teamed is Beavers, so they quickly go right side. Farley baseline from 11. It's up and in. First bucket for Miranda Farley. Overton's getting some open looks. 14-10 Eagles. Of course, the big thing here is as Overton turns, gets the steal again. You win tonight, you're guaranteed two more games. You lose, you're off till probably next Tuesday, and then it's sub-district time. Pierce down low, they get it to Beavers. Her shot, no good. Got her own rebound there as it came off the board. And as we have a whistle, a kick is called with 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Waiting to take it out underneath their own hoop. Throw it to the left wing, and a quick jumper from 8 is up, and it is in for Madison Beavers. Maybe a little farther out than that even. So both teams have had some success on the inbounds play. 12 seconds to go, and just like that, the lead's back to 6. Midcourt with it is going to be Pierce. They need to get a shot away with 5. Anderson, the top of the circle. Here's a three-pointer. Swanson, it's up, it's in, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Bailey Swanson with the game's first three. After one in the FKC girls quarterfinals, it's the fourth seed Overton leading the fifth seed SEM by a score of 16-13. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits, brought to you in part by Misco Sports, your sports leader. As we get ready to start the second quarter of play, and SEM is going to get the ball after draining the 3-10 the first quarter. 16-13, Overton has the lead. They've had it the whole way. SEM with it in the right-hand corner. Pierce trying to get it down low. Anderson got run over by Beavers. The ball goes out of bounds. They'll just say out of bounds and no fouls. Madison Beavers has a game-high 7 points after the first quarter. 4 for Miranda Pierce to lead SEM. Ball inbound right corner to Anderson. Fakes the 3, drives the baseline, comes up short. Rebound pulled down by Paige Smith, her first of the game. In the first quarter, SEM outboarded over to 9-7. Enix kicks it to the trailer. Smith for 3. That's going to come up short. They're 0-3. Offensive rebound, Enix. She'll put it up. No good, and grabbed underneath by the Mustangs, Miranda Pierce. Outlet pass to Anderson. The numbers aren't there, so they'll slow it down. SEM had 8 turnovers in the first quarter. Overton had only 1. With it is going to be Carlberg trying to jump in between the double team there. Fell, lost the ball, and it's going to be a jump. The arrow points the way of Overton, so SEM gives it up again. And checking back into the ball game, Shaylee Burr after a couple of early fouls here for SEM. 2-for-2 at the line for SEM, 2-of-4 for Overton. SEM hit their only 3. That was the one to end the quarter. Right now, a 16-13 lead by the Eagles. The winner plays at 6:15 Thursday at the Viero Event Center in Kearney against the Loomis Elm Creek winner, which is next. Try to force it into Beavers. The ball deflected away. Pierce off of the Eagles and out of bounds. Just their second turnover. Good defense. Miranda Pierce fronting the post that time. Got the hand in. And now a stoppage on the court. I think Kinsey Enix has to come out here for an injury. And so when she comes out, checking in will be Chelsea Brown. Again, a reminder, we will keep you up to date on Amherst and Axtell as they play over at Eustace Farnham. And Eustace Farnham playing the second game there tonight against Elwood. Inbounds pass, and it's thrown away. Paige Smith makes the steal. Underneath, the block is made by Miranda Pierce, and it goes out to Anderson. She's off to the races. One-on-one. Oh, she got fouled and no call. And then a jump ball is going to be called. Boy, Anderson got bumped. And Ron Long's got to be going, where was the foul? It ends up being in SEM's hands after the jump ball. And throwing it in will be Bailey Swanson. In for the 17-footer. It's going to be short by Anderson. Nobody can grab the rebound, and out of bounds it will go. Back over to Overton. We've seen quite a few shots that either they're just standing on the line or just inside it. So we've seen a lot of outside shots, but not many of them are threes. Didn't score a lot to start the game, and 90 seconds into the second quarter, still have not moved the scoreboard from the end of the first. Although 16-13, good pace to the game. In the right-hand corner with it is going to be Miranda Farley. Up top, they'll go to Callahan. 16-footer is no good. Ball is tipped down, and it's going to be grabbed there by SEM, but then they fall down with it in traffic. And there's nothing you can do there. You can't blame Bailey Swanson. She hustled to get the rebound, and everybody was standing on top of her, and she got tangled up, went down for the travel. So back to Overton underneath their own hoop. Stack everybody at the free throw line, and they'll throw it out on the right wing to Lori Callahan. Callahan into the right-hand corner to Chelsea Brown. Brown to Callahan and back up top. Play and catch around the perimeter. Now quickly they fire it into Beavers. Beavers over the top of Burr. Comes off too strong, no good. Then trouble getting the loose ball, but it's saved by Miranda Pierce. And Anderson will walk the ball up the floor here as Overton is back defensively in their zone. Holding the ball will be Carlberg. Swings it over to the right side. 16-13, Overton. 5:45 to go first quarter. High post, Burr. Burr takes a step. 10-footer, no good, and out of bounds it goes. Back into the ball game now is Enix, after she went and got that knee taken care of again. Kinsey leads this team at just under 12 points a game. Lori Callahan, 9.8. Madison Beavers, 9.9, so they're pretty balanced. And Callahan with it, drives around one, around two, and then short arms the shot. Offensive rebound, Enix, and then they call another jump. And the arrow points the way of Overton. Although they're going to give the ball to SEM. Well, thought SEM got the ball last time, but here we go. SEM got the inbounds, and now a foul called. You can hear some of the Overton fans yelling that it should have been their ball, but nobody checked on it. Now it's too late. Foul is going to be called on Overton's Lori Callahan. Her first inbounds pass, 4-3, and Anderson's there. Tabitha Anderson quickly fires it off the inbounds, and we are tied at 16. Two threes on the last two buckets here for SEM. They've tied the ball game up. Overton has went 3 minutes here in the second quarter without scoring. Into Madison Beavers. It continues the drought. Offensive rebound. Chelsea Brown, no. Now Beavers is fouled on the rebound. So Overton kind of feast or famine this year, and we've seen that already in this game. Hot, started slow, then got real hot. Now they're cold again. The foul will be called on Miranda Pierce. That'll be her first of the basketball game. And at the line, Madison Beavers to shoot two. She's one of two for 7 points, and the first one rattles around and in. First point of the second quarter here for Overton. And Rachel Ibaugh will re-enter. Kristen Carlberg will check out for SEM. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw, Beavers is up and in as well. Don't forget play-in games, all starting at 7 tonight in the Lou Platte Conference. Adams Central Gibbon Girls will be on the Breeze, 94.5. And a timeout here, SEM. Overton really had a good pressure situation that time, and a timeout will be called by Coach Ron Long. 4:57 to go in the first half, and your score is 18-16, Overton leading SCM in the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Tournament.
You've been planning to finish that room and remodel the basement, but there's never time. You can't always keep up on the to-dos of a house, and that's when you call the guys at Husker Tech. They can take the stress out of getting your house done, allowing you to still live your life. Commercial or residential remodeling, Husker Tech can also do all the concrete work, and they specialize in farm building steel or wood construction. They can take care of everything that needs to be done, except for maybe the dishes. That's on you. So call the McCarter boys today. You can find their listing in the Overton phone book.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits. Doug Goodar, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns from Loomis. As always, a big thank you to our fine sponsors that allow us to bring you High School Hoops. It's Overton 18 and SEM 16, just under 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. SEM now seeing a much tougher zone trap here from Overton. Still in the backcourt, needing some help is Swanson. Gets it to Anderson, who quickly fires it across the timeline to Ibaugh, who takes it to the hoop. In traffic, puts it up, no good. And the rebound brought down by Miranda Farley to Callahan. Overton wants to run to Enix, left wing. Gets it inside. Beavers knocked out of her hands. The steal is made by Anderson. Tabitha trying to win the race to the other end. She'll have to pull up for the jumper and still hits it. Good job by the senior Tabitha Anderson. Realized that it was going to be nothing but congestion if she tried to go in for the layup and pulled up for the jumper. The Overton defenders flew right by and were tied at 18. And now the ball goes into the hallway, and that means an Overton turnover. First time they've had back-to-back turnovers all night. Paige Smith will re-enter the game. So you've got Brown and Smith and Enix, along with Farley and Beavers on the floor for Overton. For SEM, they're trying to stack a way to break this press. Long pass gets into Ibaugh across the timeline, weaves her way all the way to the hoop, puts it up and in, and gets fouled. Rachel Ibaugh, the 5'8 sophomore, with her second bucket and a chance for a three-point play. And that's the way you break the press, and SEM has their first lead. The foul was on Madison Beavers, I believe. Yes, it is, her first. And the free throw by Ibaugh is on the way, and it spins right through there. Good-looking shot, 21-18. So it was 16-10, an 11-2 run now by SEM, including two three-point plays and an old-fashioned three. And Enix answers at the other end for the first three of the game for Overton. Kinsey now with 8 points, and that makes it 21 all. So she has 8, Beavers has 9, that's 17 of the 21. SEM overload right side, Ibaugh drives to the high post, swings it off to Burr and kicks it back out to Anderson. 21 all with 3:40 to go in the second quarter of play. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. More from the FKC tournament and all of our tournament games going on, plus first half stats, preview of game 2 between Loomis and Elm Creek. Inside Burr with a turnaround jumper from 8. Comes up off the front of the rim, no good. Brown grabs the rebound, pushes it up the floor right side. The defense is there, so she'll slow it up to Enix. To Farley, left side baseline. She loves that baseline jumper. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Pearson. We've got a whistle for an over-the-back foul on Overton. And that could put us in the bonus here. Let's see if that's 6 or 7. And there's discussion with that over at the scores table. It is the 7th. So a 1-1 coming up, and that's on Madison Beavers. Two quick ones here on Madison. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot free throws. Miranda Pierce will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. 4 points, 4 rebounds for Pierce. Again, Coach Long starts 3 sophomores, a junior and Anderson, the senior. And the free throw is up, and it is in by Pierce. 22-21 SEM. Second free throw on the way, and it is too strong. And a fight for the rebound. Beavers has it, and Madison will swing it out on the right side to Enix. Enix finds the trailer. Callahan swings it left side into the ball game. Addie Fisher. Fisher kicks it back up top. Callahan way away out towards midcourt. Now starts to drive, leaves it off on the wing again for Fisher. Tries to go inside. There's Enix. Free throw line jumper. Too strong. Long rebound. And it's still loose. Beavers had it for a moment, and it ends up in Callahan's hands. She gets it into Madison, and Madison is headed to the free throw line after the foul on the shot. Madison 3 of 4 at the line. I've got her for 9 points, 6 rebounds, and a chance to tie and then take the lead here if she can hit them both. The foul on Miranda Pierce, her second, and the team's 5th. The first of 2 is off to the right, no good. And we're back here tomorrow night, SEM Pleasanton boys at 6. And then the rematch, Loomis Amherst boys at 7:30. Second free throw no good. That Amherst upset Loomis earlier this year in a game that we did. Very entertaining over at Amherst. The rebound brought down by Shaylee Burr. And up the floor come the Mustangs. Went to the right wing, Carlberg. She turned to throw it in the corner, and there wasn't anybody there. I'm surprised she hung on to it. Into Burr. Burr over Beavers from 6. It just won't fall. Rebound comes down to SEM. It's punched out of bounds by Smith. It'll stay with the Mustangs as Carlberg had it. 22-21, Mustangs with a 1-point lead, 2:30 to go, first half. Their ball underneath, gets it into the paint, 10-footer by Burr, no good. Nobody boxes out Carlberg, but then she has her shot blocked by Paige Smith. We got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Overton. 2:23 to go here in the first half. Back into the ball game You've got Ibaugh and Pierce. And now coming in, Brianna James, one of the two freshmen on the SEM roster for the first time tonight. Overton ball tried to force it into Farley. She's behind the basket, and there's going to be a jump ball. It would have been 3 seconds had they not called that. So a lot of jumps in the game, and that will give it to SEM. 22-21, SEM with the lead after putting up 9 points in the quarter. Fast break the other end. Underneath they get it to Brianna James. Short jumper won't go. Ball's punched out of bounds. And it'll belong to to SEM off of Overton. Exactly 2 minutes to go here in the first half. And to throw it in will be Ibaugh. Looking. Now fires it all the way to the left corner. Anderson, her toes are on the line. The 19-footer no good. Rebound brought down by Pearson. Miranda will put it back up and in. 7 points, 5 rebounds for Miranda Pierce, 24-21. SEM by 3. Again, working that right side are the Eagles. Get it to Paige Smith. Now dump it inside. Short jumper is missed that time by Miranda Farley. Nobody can grab the loose ball, and it is out of bounds to SEM. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Sumner, Overton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The quarterfinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Tournament, 38th year. Here tonight on Classic Hits. We're in Loomis. The other quarters are being played in Eustis. And we're going to get a reach-in foul on Kinsey Enix going for a steal. And that is her third, and that is not what Coach Blecka wanted to see. And Beavers has to come back in. She's their leading scorer. She's their ball handler. And now at the line to shoot a 1-1, Rachel Ibaugh. She is 1-for-1 at the line. 5 points, 5 rebounds so far for SEM. Ibaugh takes her time at the line. As we sit on the stage, they're shooting at the basket in front of us, and this will be off the heel. No good. Two Eagles run together. The rebound is brought down underneath by Brianna James. Her shot is blocked out of there by Beavers, and Madison comes out of there with a basketball. So after giving up the offensive rebound, good defense. Beavers in the paint at the other end, arches it off the glass, rattles in and out. No good. Rebound, Ibaugh. SEM doing a good job of hitting the boards here as we have 1 minute to go in the first half. 24-21 SEM. Thinking about the three, Ibaugh says, that's not my shot. Back up top, they'll go to Anderson. Underneath, sneaking in is Pierce. Puts it up, no good, but she is fouled, and that could be the third on Beavers. The Eagles only suit 10 girls. And Coach Chris Blecka, he's going to have to maybe clear his bench here for the final 55 seconds. Enix with 3. Beavers with 3. Brown has 2. And 2 free throws coming up for Miranda Pierce. She's 1 of 2 at the line, has 7 points. And the free throw is on the way, and it is in. 25-21, Brown re-enters the game for Overton. And now the second free throw on the way, and it is in. And checking back in, Swanson for SEM. The lead is now out to 5. The Mustangs, who were down by 6, now up by 5. Holding Overton to just 5 points here the second quarter so far. Callahan to the right side against the zone. Bounce pass in the corner to Smith. Try to force it into Farley. It looks like a foul on SEM, as that ball was punched out of bounds. And the foul will be called on Rachel Ibaugh, her first, 6th team foul, so Overton will inbound it underneath. Beavers isn't in there, so they'll have to do something different. They usually like to lob it into her. Instead, they're going to lob it out to the top of the key to Farley, back to the right side, setting the pick for a Callahan 3. It is too strong. Rebound, offensive, and then a double dribble called. Good hustle by Addie Fisher to grab the loose ball, but then try to attack the hoop, a double dribble. 39 seconds to go before the half. And SEM will get it in to Kristen Carlberg. Up ahead to James, and then James throws it into the hands of Fisher. And back over to the Eagles. 30 seconds to go in the half. 26-21 Mustangs. Walking the ball to the right side of the key is Callahan into the corner to Smith. Back to Callahan. Lori looks inside, now decides to attack. And another foul. Both teams are really trying to force it against the zone. They're just dribbling into the double team. They don't close it quick enough defensively, and they're getting the call both ways on the offensive side here. And Tabitha Anderson gets her second foul. And the free throw is coming up for Lori Callahan, who hasn't scored in the game, hasn't really shot much either. It's a 1-1, and the free throw is up, and the free throw is no good, and the rebound is brought down by Rachel Ibaugh, her seventh. 15 seconds to go in a half, a chance to extend the lead here for SEM. Skip pass over to Anderson, ball fake into the paint, has it partially blocked on the way up. And they're going to overturn this. That ball was blocked out of bounds by Chelsea Brown. And let's see what they're going to call as the officials discuss it. And then I guess they say after it was blocked, it must have ricocheted off Anderson. 8 seconds to go here for Overton to get his shot. Midcourt with five to Smith. Smith a long three, and it's going to be short. Rebound brought down by Brianna James, and we are at halftime. So the 5 seed leading the 4 seed here in the FKC tournament. It is SEM 26 and Overton 21. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at all of the stats. We'll give you some updates on the rest of the tournament, and we'll have all that and a lot more coming up right after this. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, brought to you in part by our friends at Misco Sports. Misco Sports, your sports headquarters.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Loomis High School, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection, find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, SEM 26 and Overton 21. Try and get you an update on the Amherst-Axtell game here in just a moment. But also going on in the FKC tournament tonight, we will have a second game here, and that will be coming up at 7:30 between the top seed Loomis, who comes in at 11-3, and the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, who are 6-10. But when you take a look at this, they have won their last 3 ball games. Now, they did beat Pleasanton twice, and Pleasanton is struggling this year. Overton, though, was the other win. They played Axtell right to the wire. So let's see if they can give Loomis a little bit of a battle this year, or this ball game. Coach Jim Rayburn telling us the first time that they met, this game went to double overtime. Loomis was down 17 in the first half and found a way to come back and win at 55-52 in double overtime. So he was a little worried as we talked earlier tonight about that ball game. But the winner of this game and the winner of the Loomis Elm Creek game will play Thursday night at 6:15 at the Viero Event Center. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all of the Fort Kearney Conference games can be heard on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550 AM. And again, remember, folks, if you can't pick up the radio signal or you've got some family out there, just click on the computer, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Any game that's on our radio in Kearney and Hastings, you can hear on PlatteRiverPreps.com, crystal clear on your computer or your phone, just where we're at this day and age. So remember that. Tomorrow night, we are back here for the boys. At 6 o'clock, Pleasanton will take on SEM, and at 7:30, the rematch between Loomis and Amherst from earlier this year when Amherst upset Loomis and kind of jump-started their season a little bit. Loomis, the number 2 seed, but Amherst, again, a crazy number 7 seed in this basketball tournament. Tomorrow night at Overton, the early game, will have Elwood taking on Elm Creek at 6, and Overton taking on Wilcox Hildreth at 7:30 tomorrow night in boys basketball action. In the Luplat Conference Tournament, going on tonight on the boys' side of things. All these tip at 7, Ord's at Wood River, Centura's at Gibbon. On the girls' side of things, Loup City's at St. Paul, and Gibbon is at Adams Central. You can hear that game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, coming up at the top of the hour. Also tomorrow, Kearney High plays Hastings, and you'll hear that doubleheader on the Breeze, 94.5. We'll take a break and come back and look at the first half stats. It's SEM 26 and Overton 21. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Today's farm tractor is the workhouse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhouse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville, a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats. First off, over at Eustis at halftime, Amherst with a 25-23 lead in their ball game in the 3-6 matchup. Amherst being pushed by Axtell 25-23 at the half. First off here for Overton, we'll start with Addie Fisher. She has a rebound. Kinsey Enix has 8 points to be second on the team and 2 rebounds. Lori Callahan has not scored but has 3 rebounds. Paige Smith, 2 points, a rebound, and a block. Chelsea Brown, 2 rebounds and a block. Madison Beavers leading the way for the Eagles, 9 points, 6 rebounds and a block. And Miranda Farley, 2 points and 2 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter for the Eagles, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter, 2 of 5 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first quarter, and 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for Overton, 1 of the first quarter, and 5 in the second. 16 points in the first quarter, 5 points in the second quarter. At the half, Overton, 21 points, 18 rebounds. 4 out of 9 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, and 6 turnovers for the Lady Eagles. We'll take a look at SEM right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Let's take a look at the numbers for SEM. Kristen Carlberg, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Tabitha Anderson, 7 points and a rebound. Bailey Swanson, 3 points, 1 rebound. Shaylee Burr, 3 rebounds. Brianna James, 2 rebounds. Rachel Ibaugh, 5 points and a game-high, 7 rebounds. And leading the way for SEM, Miranda Pierce with 9 points. She also have 5 rebounds and 1 block. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Free throws shooting, 2 of 2 in the first quarter and 4 of 6 in the second. Both 3-point attempts have been made by SEM. Turnovers, 8 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. SEM, 13 points in each quarter. At the half for the Mustangs, 26 points, 21 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 2 from 3-point land, 1 block, 12 turnovers. And at the half, 6-9 SEM, the 5 seed, leads the 4 seed, 8-7 Overton, by a score of 26-21. And again, Amherst leading Axtell at the half, 25-23. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
You've heard of CHS Agri Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
And don't forget, we've got college basketball currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 out of the Big East. West Virginia and Pittsburgh tied at 23 with 3 minutes and change to go in the first half. It will be SEM ball to start the third quarter of play, leading it 26-21 over Overton. Their biggest lead, and Shelly Burr has it on the right elbow. Looks like the Eagles might try and play a little more man. Burr faces up, shot no good, and Addie Fisher starts the second half. She gets the rebound. Foul situation, Enix and Beavers each have three, and Brown has two. Here comes Brown baseline. She's cut off, and then she walks with the basketball. So Overton, who took such good care of the ball for the first 10 minutes, one of the reasons they're not scoring anymore is because of those turnovers. They've got seven total. Fouls for SEM. Three players with two, Anderson, Burr, and Pierce. So that could be something to watch here. Beavers isn't in there. Enix isn't in there to start the second quarter. As a little pick and roll doesn't work for SEM, and they'll turn it over. So each team with a turnover here in the first minute of the second half. Callahan brings the ball up the right side. On the key, she'll dump it down into the corner to Chelsea Brown. Ball is kicked. They'll have to throw it in again. And to throw it in front of her own bench will be Callahan. Lori throws it out top between the circles to Brown. Right back to the right side into the corner to Smith. Back up top, they overthrow Brown, and out of bounds it goes. So SEM gets another chance here. First two quarters of the game were slow offensively on the start. Let's see if that's what's going to happen here in the third quarter as well. Anderson with it, trying to get off the pick. Now she's in traffic. Now she loses the handle. Now she gets her arm grabbed, and she'll go to the line to get two. So Anderson, who didn't look like she was going to be able to get a shot off anyway, then had somebody grab the arm, and that somebody was Paige Smith. First foul of the second half, and Anderson to the line to shoot two. 2 of 2, 7 points in the game for Anderson, the team's leading scorer, and the first free throw is up, and it is in. So after a little bit of a rest, Beavers and Enix both come back in with those three fouls. 6:59 to go in the third quarter. The second free throw good as well for Anderson. 4 of 4 at the line. And it's 28-21. SEM leads it by 7 after being down 16-10. Here's Enix for the three. It rattles out. No good. Another rebound for Rachel Ibaugh, her 8th of the game. Anderson now seeing some pressure in the backcourt. Look at the free throw percentage for Tabitha Anderson, just 53%. But overall, done a great job so far tonight as SEM tries to get it inside to Pierce. It's deflected. The ball stolen away. Here comes Callahan. Gives it off to Brown. Her short jumper no good. Offensive rebound to Enix. And back out they go to Callahan, and she says, let's set it up. Overton's got to get their offense going here and find a way to make a couple of buckets. 5 points for them in over 10 minutes. Callahan thought about the long three against this 3-2 zone. Reverse it over to the left side. A couple of the gals just not even looking to shoot. They just throw it back out top. Enix gives it off to Smith. Two players posted up. Beavers is covered well there by Pierce. Free throw line. Here's Callahan. Takes a dribble. Takes the shot. And an nine-footer is up and in. The first bucket of the ball game for Lori Callahan. And then the inbounds pass is thrown away. Here's where they can really get going to Enix. And she'll lay it up and in. And just like that, 4 points in about 10 seconds, and it's 28-25. So that's kind of that catch 22 for Overton, and a timeout will be called as they're under pressure in the backcourt. So you can't put that full court pressure on like you want unless you can make a bucket. And there they finally did. And a timeout on the floor with 5:38 to go in the third quarter of play. SEM 28 and Overton 25. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than a look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
You're listening to Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com, your home for Central Nebraska sports. Thanks for allowing us to be here. Be sure to thank the sponsors. It's coming into the game, Bailey Swanson, and Overton has her trapped in the corner. They're going to have trouble making the 10-second line. They're not going to make the 10-second line, or else they counted very slow. Well, they might have made it by a quarter second. As you look at when that was an easy one, the timeout, then you look at the clock, and just as she crossed, 10 seconds had run off, but good defense by Overton. Now they deflect the pass out of bounds. So SEM now in the half court, a lot more in their environment. Anderson waiting in the left-hand corner. Instead, they lob it into Pierce. Pierce dribbles it off her leg, and it's turned over yet again. SEM, four turnovers already in the quarter. Enix grabs it. Doesn't have numbers, but she will take the pull-up jumper and hit it. Three in a row now for Overton, and the lead of seven is down to one, 28-27. SEM looking for their first bucket here in the quarter, and they throw it away again. Coach Ron Long off the bench wants his team to settle it down, but they're kind of in a quandary. They can't settle it down to the backcourt because Overton has done such a good job. They know they need to get that first pass or two up the floor, and that's where they've had some problems. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 28-27 SEM. Overton ball trying to get the lead back. They've scored six in a row. Enix dumps it into the paint to Brown. Brown turns, runs right into the defender. Lost the ball. It goes off of SEM and out of bounds, so Overton we'll get another opportunity here. And looking to throw it in, Enix fires it inside. And a foul called on a reach in. It looks like Swanson. Again, neither one of these teams is afraid to throw it into traffic. Bailey Swanson with her first personal foul. Each team with one foul so far and a half. Eagles ball to Callahan on the right-hand corner. Up to Smith. Fake it that way. Back to Enix off the screen. Wide open three, but that one will not go. And then on the long rebound, a foul called. Anderson got the loose ball. But there's going to be a foul on the scramble on Overton. Checking back in for SEM, Kristen Carlberg. The foul is on Paige Smith, her second. Ball into SEM, and Anderson up the floor. Throws over the top, gets it to Burr. Burr, good job, gets into the paint. Pulls up from 10 and hits it. Shaylee Burr with her first bucket of the ball game. 30-27 SEM. Eagles to the other end. Quickly driving in is going to be Brown to the double team. Kicks it out for the 18-footer. It's up and in, and Enix is starting to warm up. Six of the quarter and 14 in the game. 30-29 SEM. 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. This has been the part of the quarter in each game where we've seen it light up. Anderson for three, but that is no good. For the backside rebound off the long miss is Kristen Carlberg. Back up top, Anderson. Get back into their offense here against the Eagles zone. Running through the baseline, no pass to Pierce. Swing it over to the weak side now. And Callahan really reaching in there, and they're going to say that's enough. Foul on Lori Callahan. She was trying to bounce it away from Bailey Swanson. And for Callahan, that'll be her second, team's third. And SEM will throw it out in front of their own bench. Go out towards midcourt into the hands of Anderson against the 2-3 zone. Tabitha looks inside. Burr just kind of moving along that free throw line from left to right. Now tries to post up into paint. They dump it to her against Beavers. Turn around, jumper that time won't go. And the rebound is loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump. And that's Callahan tying up with Pierce. And the arrow points the way of Overton. Well, Beavers hasn't been much of a factor since picking up that third foul. Enix, though, has Since she got back in, lit it up a little bit. They haven't been able to get it into Madison. Now they will. But she's outside the paint, fires it into the paint to Brown. Turnaround jumper is up and in by Chelsea Brown. And Overton regains the lead, 31-30. Then on the inbounds, we get a jump ball as it's tied up. It will be SEM basketball. So only 4 points in the quarter so far for SEM, 10 for Overton. And now they lead it 31-30. The winner advances to the conference semifinals. Inbounds pass SEM, and it's deflected away again by Brown. Eagles basketball at the top of the circle. Callahan dumps it into the left-hand corner to Enix. Enix skip pass back up top. Smith gives it to Callahan. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 31-30. In favor of Overton, down to Beavers. Triple team kicks it out. They'll find Callahan up top for 16. It's no good. Long rebound, ripped away by Chelsea Brown. Brown gives it over to Enix, and Enix hits again from 10 feet. 33-30. Quite a run we've got going here. 12-3 run by Overton. And now a foul on the pressure. Overton got the ball, but they had to break a wrist to do it. The foul is going to be on Callahan, and now she's got, no, they're going to put it on Brown, her third. So she's got three. Enix has three. Beavers has three. And SEM will take the ball on the sideline. In the backcourt, they'll get it into the hands of Kristen Carlberg. Carlberg, guarded by Enix, tries to avoid the trap. Now throws it across the timeline to Burr. High post, takes the jumper, and Shaley hits it. Burr has both buckets here in the quarter for SEM. 33-32 Overton. Up the floor, Brown. Brown goes too quick. Going to be calling for the walk. Third turnover of the quarter, ninth of the game for Overton. SEM has six turnovers in the quarter and 18 in the game. 2:20 to go, third quarter. 33-32 your score. In favor of Overton. It's been back and forth, and SEM throws it away again. You would think that Overton was the bigger or taller ball club, which is not the case. Not that SEM has a monster height advantage, but Overton has really forced them into a ton of turnovers, 19 so far. Enix up top playing catch with Callahan into the corner to Smith. Both post players are down low. Might not be what Coach Bleka wants. Up to Enix, 16-footer is good. Kinsey can't miss here in the third quarter. 10 in the quarter and 18 in the game for Overton's leading scorer. 35-32 with that pressure on. Pierce has it in the backcourt. Gives it off to Carlberg. Carlberg needs to make the pass. It's deflected and stolen away. Back underneath to Enix. She'll score. She's fouled. Assist to Smith. Kinsey Enix. She might score more in this quarter than Overton did in the first half. That is 12, a chance to go to 13. The foul was on Carlberg, her first. Coach Ron Long forced call. A timeout. 1:39 to go here in the third quarter of play, and the tables have turned again. It is Overton 37 and SEM 32 here on Classic Hits.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
You've been planning to finish that room and remodel the basement, but there's never time. You can't always keep up on the to-dos of a house, and that's when you call the guys at Husker Tech. They can take the stress out of getting your house done, allowing you to still live your life. Commercial or residential remodeling, Husker Tech can also do all the concrete work, and they specialize in farm building steel or wood construction. They can take care of everything that needs to be done, except for maybe the dishes. That's on you. So call the McCarter boys today. You can find their listing in the Overton phone book.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports. As we come back from the SEM timeout, a chance for a three-point play here for Kinsey Enix. And our free throw is up and in. 13 of the quarter, 21 of the game. And Overton now equaling the biggest lead that they last had at 16-10. It's 38-32 with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter of play. SEM looking at a little different zone trap. Again, makes that dangerous pass, but Shaley Burr goes up to get it. They went for the steal, didn't get it. Swing it over to Anderson. Back up top. to Ibaugh, who hasn't been involved as much here. The post players have really been quiet here in this third quarter. Pierce takes a baseline jumper. It's no good. Rebound by Smith. So Ibaugh and Pierce, who had 14 points and 12 rebounds in the first half, have two rebounds and no points in the second half. And a foul at the other end. SEM, Tabitha Anderson, her third. Second, third foul of the half. Overton ball underneath their own hoop. Stack the right side. Get it into Beavers. 9-foot jumper. Good. That's almost better than a layup for Madison Beavers. She hits them every time, but it is 40-32. An 8-point lead now for Overton. They were down 27-21 earlier in this quarter. A 19-5 run. And again, SEM is having trouble. They just try to keep throwing over the press, and they keep throwing it away. The ninth turnover of the quarter. Overton helps them out by having the ball roll around on the floor for a jump, which negates the fast break, but it is still Overton basketball. And they have 45 seconds left in the quarter. And inbound at Callahan, again to Beavers, this time from the free throw line, a little farther out. Somebody might have got a hand on it. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Shaylee Burr. To Ibaugh, swings it over to Anderson. Long outlet pass into the front court to Carlberg. Underneath to Pierce, and she's fouled on the layup. There's good ball movement by the Mustangs, and Miranda Pierce, who's 3-for-4 at the line with all 9 of her points in the first half, will go to the line and get to shoot 2. Last year, the SEM girls went 12-8. Of course, graduated a couple of very fine players. The free throw no good here. But last year, they were 1-and-done as well in the conference tournament. They lost to Elm Creek in that opening game. So SEM trying to get into that semifinals. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Pierce gets 1-of-2. 40-33, Overton. And Overton has the ball with 20 seconds to go. Almost thrown in the backcourt, but Enix ran it down into the right-hand corner to Smith. Smith, couple of dribbles. Beavers is still in there, so they're looking into the post. 10 seconds. Enix to the right-hand corner to Smith. Kicks it back out top to Callahan. Left side, Brown had a shot with 6. Didn't take it. Now they try to get it into Beavers. It's deflected away. And we're going to get a jump with 1.5 seconds to go. A very quick whistle as the ball ended up squirting out of bounds. But it will be SEM basketball with 1.4. Very slim chance that they'll get a shot away here. Ibaugh just going to throw it in, and that'll be the end of the third quarter of play. Overton 40 and SEM 33. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters. The fourth quarter is next on Classic Hits.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
Today's farm tractor is the workhouse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhouse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville, a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
And welcome back to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Overton, and Miller. Home for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We head to the fourth quarter of play, and defense has gotten Overton back into the lead here against SEM in our 4-5 game by a score of 40-33. And Kinsey Enix, 13 points in that quarter, now has 21 in the basketball game as Overton outscored SEM 19-7 in the third quarter. And they will get the ball to start quarter number 4. Leading it by 7. Their biggest lead was 8 a moment ago. Smith into the left-hand corner. Skip pass against the zone up top to Enix. Kinsey, the 5'6 sophomore, dumps it to the right-hand corner. Smith, now Beavers is open underneath, and she'll land up and in. Madison's second bucket of the second half. She has 13. The largest lead of the game is 42-33. There's full court pressure, though, in the second half. Once the Eagles start getting some scores, they have just crushed SEM, and really they are not getting a chance to make the passes that they want, and they fall down and turn it over. 10th turnover of the half, 22 in the game. Overton has 10 in the basketball contest. Don't forget, when we are all done, we'll be bringing you the Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us for that. And then Loomis and Elm Creek, our next game. Amherst, after three, a 38-30 lead over Axtell in the games over at Eustis. Amherst 38 and Axtell 30. Beavers makes a good catch here on the entry pass, but it rolls off the rim on the shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Pierce, her seventh. Again, Loomis and Elm Creek to play here next. And Eustis Farnham is playing on the other side against Elwood at 7:30. But SEM got to find a way to get their offense going here in this game of runs. Ibaugh drives, and as she comes to the left baseline, she is clubbed by a member of the Eagles. And it's going to be on Madison Beavers, and that is her fourth. And that would be a big help to SEM if they could get her fouled out and on the bench. Lob in on the inbound to Burr. Burr from the free throw line knocks it home. Shaley has the hot hand here in the second half with all three field goals for SEM. She has 6 points, and as we said, they're all here in the second half. 42-35 Overton. Lob it backside. They get it to Brown. Tries to get it into Farley. It's a different ball game. Farley, a good shooter on the baseline, but they haven't posted her up much. Brown from 16. No good. It's all Overton on the backside here. And Paige Smith has the rebound. Overload. Enix for a big three. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to Kristen Carlberg. 1 of 8 from three-point land for Overton. SEM 2 of 3 in the game. Shot 1 at each quarter. Carlberg in the right-hand corner. Callahan knocks it out of her hands, and they'll inbound it one more time. Two timeouts remaining for SEM, 4 for Overton. And SEM will throw it in across from the crowd, or across from the benches, up top to Swanson. Now back into the hands of Anderson, who they'd like to get going here. Overton, a team that just won 3 games last year, a chance to get into the tournament semifinals, and on the spin move, a foul. No, just a travel. To say it's out of bounds, another SEM turnover. Last year, Overton was knocked out by Wilcox Hildreth in the first game of the conference tournament, 50-33. So both teams, been a while since they've been in the semifinals, and one of them guaranteed that here with a win tonight. Right now, 42-35 Overton, and they've got the ball. Smith on the left-hand corner out to Enix. A little more pressure defense by SEM, and it's going to force the Overton turnover. Their first of the quarter and 11th of the ball game. 2 minutes remaining. They've kind of picked up the pace over there at Eustis. Amherst 48 and Axtell 34 with 2 minutes remaining. And again, SEM throws it away on the inbounds. There was nobody there. Threw it to the middle of the floor and somebody forgot to cut. And gift one for the Eagles. 42-35 Overton. Enix kicks it to the left-hand corner. Smith is going to dribble it out of there. Switch places with Enix. Kinsey now in the left-hand corner. Gets it into Brown. Brown trapped in the paint. And a timeout going to be called here by Overton. Coach Blecka had him to use, so he's going to use one. 5:13 to go in the game. Fort Kearney Conference Girls quarterfinals. Overton 42, SEM 35 on Classic Hits.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
Welcome back to Loomis. We see SEM Athletic Director Jim Langan in the crowd. Heard he's riding off into the sunset. Going to go from semi-retired to fully retired, apparently. 5:13 to go here in our girls' game. Overton leads it 42-35. And drive of the baseline, Enix now leaves it off for Farley. Her baseline jumper, in and out, no good. Just a tad strong. Rebound brought down by Pierce, her eight. Miranda fires it off to Carlberg. Overton's got some pressure out of the backcourt. Carlberg fires it into the front court, Anderson. Anderson, slide step, brings it to the left elbow, fires it right side. There's another 15-footer for Burr, but that one will not go. And nobody goes after the rebound. It hit the floor once and almost twice, and finally Enoch says, okay. And Kinsey brings it into the front court, but the offense struggling at the start of every quarter here tonight. Here in the fourth quarter, each team has 2 points, 4.5 to go in the game. Enoch, right-hand corner. See a pass up top. Remember, Overton, Callahan drives and runs right over Anderson. And they're going to call Anderson for the foul, and that is her fourth. So she has four. Beavers has four for Overton. I was just going to say, Overton is not a good free throw shooting team, so if SEM can stay in this one, they're going to force Overton to do something they're not good at. And that's shoot the 15-footer. Callahan swings it back into the corner to Brown. To the free throw line, Smith. Her jumper is no good, and boxing out the shooter is Anderson. She's got the rebound. She's headed up the floor, takes it all the way in, and they're going to call her for a charge and foul her out of the game. Is that Smith or Farley that got in her way? It doesn't matter. She just fouled out of the game. SEM's top scorer, Tabitha Anderson, two fouls in about 10 seconds, has fouled out of the basketball game. With 9 points, a perfect 4-for-4 at the line, 3 rebounds in the game, and 4:12 left on the clock. Coach Long going to take as much time as he can before subbing in to this contest. We have a final. Amherst, who was up just 2 at the half, defeating Axtell 52-34. So Amherst will advance on to the 8 o'clock semifinal Thursday night at the Viero Event Center against the Eustace Farnham Elwood winner. Amherst, the defending champion, gets out of the first round tonight, 52-34. Here we've got 4 minutes to go in the game. It's 42-35 Overton. They've got the lead. They've got the ball. And Enix tries to get it inside to Farley. And a reach-in foul going to be called on SEM. And the foul is going to be called on Shaylee Burr, her third. And Overton to throw it in all the way out top of the circle. They'll go to Smith, to Enix. She tries a three. It is long and no good. Rachel Ibaugh with her ninth rebound. And SEM needs to get something going here as the pass is tipped in the backcourt by the only Eagle there, Kinsey Enix, and then she is fouled. And that's the frustration for SEM, the difference between making the bounce pass and getting around the one defender or trying to throw over the top. And Enix, too athletic. The foul on Carlberg, her second. We're in the 1-1 now. And Enix is 2 of 3 at the line. The free throw is up, and it is too strong. A rebound brought down by Miranda Pierce, her ninth. Remember, Enix has 21 points, but hasn't scored here in the fourth quarter. In fact, only 2 points in the quarter still for each team. Pierce up top, swings it over to Ibaugh. Back up top, they'll go to Carlberg. But who's going to shoot now? They'll get it in the corner. Pierce will. 16-footer good. 12 points for Miranda Pierce. 42-37 Overton. A lot of time to go. 3:20 to go. Both teams are in the bonus. A jump ball would go to SEM. Long pass down the floor right in front of us to Brown. Inside Farley. 10-footer. She's money. Miranda Farley with her second bucket. And it's 44-37. Key there for the Eagles to answer right back. Then SEM tries to dribble right through the traffic. Loses the ball. Layup, Enix. And it's going to be 23 in the game for Enix. 46-37. Lead back to 9, the largest of the game. And this Overton defense, it just wasn't there in the second quarter. And that's how SEM put up 13 points and took a 5-point halftime lead. But right now, the pressure's on, down 9 with 2:50 to go. They have got to find a way to score. Ball comes in to Bailey Swanson, and another pass that is thrown away. It's still loose. Little Kyle Kynes of contact, picked up by SEM. They'll get it underneath. The shot is up by Ibaugh, short, and the rebound brought down by Overton and Miranda Farley. She'll give it off to Callahan. Callahan into the front court, takes it all the way down the lane, and draws the contact. Two free throws coming up for Lori Callahan. She's 0 of 1 at the line, held to just 2 points tonight. Callahan hasn't really even shot that much. The foul on Miranda Pierce, her third. And the first of two free throws here from Callahan on the way, and it's good. A 10-point lead, the largest of the game. So Overton looks like they're going to overcome some long, long droughts tonight and find a way to dispatch of SEM. Second free throw on the way. It's no good. The rebound comes out to Kristen Carlberg. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. Then Loomis at Elm Creek, game two. Here's a three by Swanson. Good. Nothing but net for Bailey Swanson. Her second three to give her 6 points. 47-40, but SEM is not a team that pressures in the backcourt. They try to pick him up a little late here. Overton gets it across the timeline. They want to play keep away, see if they can sneak something inside, and then a walk going to be called. Something SEM's been doing all game, trying to step through the zone. This time, Smith tried to step through the zone and got called for the travel. Second turnover in the quarter for Overton. 2:01 to go. 47-40 Overton, and SEM again has to break this press. And they have to do it without Tabitha Anderson, who's fouled out. Ibaugh brings it up the floor. Oh, wondering. Foul called, but not by the official. That was 2 feet away from the play. Something had to be called, so they called the blocking on Paige Smith. And, you know, that's one of those that I think maybe the official closest to the play was saying she didn't do anything wrong. But they're going to say that's 4 fouls on Smith. And a 1-1, very important now for Rachel Ibaugh. 5 points all in the first half. And the free throw by Ibaugh is going to be no good. Bird tries to get the board, and it's going to be out of bounds. As players crash to the ground, it'll go to Overton. And timeout on the floor by Coach Chris Blecka. He's got 1:55 to go, and his team up 47-40 over SEM. They're going to talk strategy, and we'll be back with more of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearance.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
And thanks so much for being with us tonight. Doug Duda, producer-engineer Stacy Johns on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 47-40, Overton leads SEM with a minute 55 to go in the game. Earlier tonight, Amherst beat Axtell 52-34. Loomis and Elm Creek next here on Classic Hits. Overton ball in the backcourt against full court pressure. And Enix with the basketball, the one player you probably don't want to foul, although her free throw percentage isn't that good either for the year. Trouble getting the ball into the front court. And they barely do, but when they do, they get it underneath to Enix, and she lays it up and in. 49-40. A minute 30 is all that's remaining. SEM to Pierce. Pierce trying to get it into the timeline. Gives it off to Swanson again. Anderson has already fouled out. Swanson's open, but she doesn't take the three. They were giving it to her. And SEM, no urgency right now. A minute 15 to go. Swanson over to Carlberg. Carlberg to Burr. She's in the paint. 12-footer good. That's her shot. That's her range. 8 points for Shaylee Burr. 49-42. Overton tries to get the ball up court quickly. Callahan does. Right side. Right wing. Now stops. 1 minute to go. And SEM has got to play man-to-man defense here. Burr over to Beavers, who forces the shot. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Carlberg. SEM hoping for a bucket here. Carlberg down the middle of the floor, and a reach-in foul called on Overton will stop the clock and send the Mustangs to the line for a 1-1 with 47 seconds to go. Again, don't forget the winners head to Thursday's semifinals at the Viero Events Center live on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM and, of course, PlatteRiverPreps.com. The foul on Miranda Farley, her first. Kristen Carlberg, free throw, no good. Rebound tapped around. Smith had it. Smith is fouled. Carlberg trying to get it back. Commits the foul. Will trot to the other end. SEM had shot the free throws pretty well, 9-13, but they're 0-2 in this quarter. And for Overton, they are 6 of 13. And at the line, Paige Smith. First free throw attempt of the night off the front of the rim, and it comes out to Callahan. Offensive board and more time running off the clock. SEM needs to foul. 35 seconds. Callahan holds the ball, gives it off to Beavers. They're not fouling. 25 seconds to go. Who are they going to foul? Enix. 22 seconds. What is SEM doing? Finally, 20 seconds to go. They had multiple opportunities to foul, and then they clocked poor Lori Callahan. She goes sliding across the floor. And 20-plus seconds ran off the clock there, and that's going to be enough for SEM to put this one away. Kind of frustrating, I'm sure, for the Mustangs here. Overton will win it, and SEM was ahead in the second half by 7. But let it get away after that. Too many turnovers. The free throw no good. And they just had troubles against the press. Missed a few shots here. Couldn't get anything going. Second free throw by Callahan is on the way. Dancing around, no good. Rebound comes down to Shaliber. Overton says, we're not going to get in your way. Bring it up, Swanson, left-hand corner. Long three is on the way. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Farley. Her outlet pass is stolen away. Layup is good by Carlberg, but 5 seconds is all that remains in the game. And by that bucket by Kristen Carlberg, it'll make it 49-44. SEM used the timeout. They'll have one remaining, but there's not enough time left. You wouldn't think. I suppose you could steal it and hit one, maybe have about 1.5 or 2 seconds left here, but you're going to need Overton to do some things that don't usually work. Again, the winner will advance on to tomorrow night's action. Thursday night's action at the Viero Events Center against the Loomis Elm Creek winner, 6:15. Amherst beat Axtell tonight, 52-34. Eustis Farnham and Elwood getting underway at the bottom of the hour over at Eustis. Tomorrow night, we've got the boys' portion of this tournament. Pleasanton SEM, the early game at 6. Loomis Amherst, the late game at 7:30 here on Classic Hits. Tomorrow on ESPN 1460 and 1550, quarterfinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Kearney Catholic girls will play Donovan Trumbull, followed by the Kearney Catholic boys taking on Loup City. Well, and SEM has decided not to pressure the inbounds. They're just going to let Overton throw it in and end the game. Coach Ron Long is actually going to sub in some of the girls that didn't get to play yet. Sydney Glatter comes in. Brianna James is back in. Jessica Lorenko is in. And all Overton has to do is throw the basketball in, and this game is going to be over. And your final score is Overton 49 and SEM 44. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show in a moment. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco's.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
And welcome back to high school basketball, Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, brought to you by Misco Sports. And it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's wants to remind you that even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, they will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations with the same great service you've known for years, same staff. If you have any questions and they haven't contacted you yet, contact their main office at 728 728- 5-2, 6-1. Let's take a look now at the final numbers in this girls' quarterfinal. First off for SEM, six different players get in the scorebook. Kristen Carlberg had 4 points, six rebounds. Tabitha Anderson fouled out with 4:12 to go, and she had 9 points, three rebounds. Bailey Swanson, 6 points and a rebound. Shaylee Burr, 8 points all of the second half. She was virtually all the offense that they had in the second half of play. And Burr also had 5 rebounds. Brianna James, 2 rebounds. Rachel Ibaugh, 5 points, 9 rebounds. Miranda Pierce, a team-high 12 points, 9 rebounds, and 1 block. 21 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half, 14 in the second half. The Mustangs had 26 points at halftime, held to 18 in the second half, and SEM finishes with 44 points, 35 rebounds, 9 out of 15 at the free throw line, 3 out of 5 from three-point land, 1 block, 26 turnovers. SEM will fall to 6-10, and they will have 2 games left in the regular season, both at home, next Tuesday against Wilcox Hildreth, and Friday against they will be hosting Twin Loop next week, and then they will be at Overton on the 10th. So that's what's coming up, the 6th with South Loop and the 10th with Overton. Let's take a look at the numbers for Overton when we come back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at the final numbers now for the Overton Lady Eagles. 6 players scored for them as well. Led tonight by Kinsey Enix with a game-high 25 points. 13 of those were the third quarter. She had 4 rebounds. Addie Fisher, 2 rebounds. Lori Callahan, 3 points, 5 rebounds. Paige Smith, 2 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Chelsea Brown, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Madison Beavers, 13 points, a team-high 6 rebounds and 1 block. And Miranda Farley, 4 points. 4 rebounds, 18 rebounds in the first half, 10 of the second half, free throw shooting 4 of 9 of the first half, 2 of 6 of the second half, 3-point shooting 1 of 5 of the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half, turnovers 6 in the first half, and 7 in the second half of play. 21 points in the first half, 28 points in the second half, and Overton rallies from a 5-point halftime deficit to win it with 49 points, 28 rebounds, 6 out of 15 at the free throw line, 1 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 blocks and 13 turnovers as the Lady Eagles improve to 9-7 with a 49-44 win. They'll play Thursday at 6:15 at the Viero Events Center in Kearney in the FKC semifinals against the winner of our next game between the top seed Loomis and the 8th seed Elm Creek, who has won 3 in a row. Also earlier over at Eustis, Amherst beat Axtell 52-34. Eustis Farnham just getting underway against Elwood. We're about 16, 17 minutes away from tip. It's going to be pretty close to 7:45. So we'll take a break for about 10 to 12 minutes and then be back with Loomis here on their home court taking on Elm Creek. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, proud to bring you the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. They are your sports headquarters. Again, the final, Overton 49, SEM 44.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.